Now, I got to read this. This is from the Passion, verse 6. Listen to what Paul said. Verse 6. I just read verse 5. He said, 5, all the glory will go to God alone throughout time and eternity. Amen. He said, I am shocked over how quickly you have strayed away from the anointing. I've been shocked so many times. People had come to this church and walked these aisles and shouted and danced. Now they're gone. There ain't nobody shouting. I'm shocked. I'm shocked too, Paul. They say they're so in love with Jesus. Oh God, I love you. He said, I'm shocked how quickly you're straight away from the anointed one who had called you to himself by his loving mercy. I know what a mess I was. He said, I'm frankly astonished that you have now embraced a distorted gospel. I'm amazed. I'm frankly amazed. You have embraced, and you'd be surprised, stuff people getting in. A distorted gospel. Once I heard this, I remember, I'll take time to say this, I remember I was out in New York, my wife, we were living in a trailer at the time. She called me in the house, said, Jimmy, come in here, hear this guy. And I mean, this guy was wailing away with that word. And right about at the end of his message, I said, who is that guy? And about that time, he said, my name is Kenneth Copeland. That day, the gospel called me. I ain't never strayed away from it. Oh, did I miss it? Oh, yeah, just like you have. But brother, sister, you can't get me to move from this. From that day to this day. That's how I wind up at Rhema. That's how the church got started. Because I realized that people were shucking and jiving folks. They weren't preaching them the truth. They were preaching. Some of them had ulterior motive. Some of them were just plain ignorant. Come on. He said, frankly, I'm astonished that you embrace a distorted gospel. That is a fake gospel. That is simply not the truth. That is simply not true. When somebody tell you God won't heal you, God don't heal everybody, you better get away from that person. Because see, it's not God won't heal you, God has already healed you. It's already done. Everything you want, everything you need, anything, everything you can dream of, everything you can think of, everything you can't think of, God already done it. It's already done. When are we going to start believing? When we get in this word and find out what he said, instead of just listening to somebody talk. That's how I found out. I just didn't get up in this, just sit up and listen to somebody talk. I'm going to the Bible and find out. I don't tell how many translations I got. Well, why'd I read them? I want to get an understanding so I know the truth. I know the truth, and I found out how do you determine the truth? I got the witness on the inside of me, and how do you determine the truth? I found out God, love, character, nature, and he's good, he's true, he's unchangeable, he's exact. And I found out something that's deviating to this truth, and what's right, I begin to say, now, I don't know about that. I'm not following that. It sounds good, but it's not lined up with this. So I don't swallow just because somebody said it. You know, I'm going to receive this because God said it. And I found it in the Word. And you can't convince me that God is not a healer. You can't convince me that God don't want everybody saved. You can't convince me God don't want everybody filled with the Holy Ghost and talking in tongues. You might twist it and fix it and come up with scripture and take them out of a setting and make it say whatever you want to say, but too late, because I found out the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. And what he did for one, he'll do for all. Are y'all hearing me? And this is why we, not just me, us, we need to know the gospel. And we need to be sharing the gospel. Because everybody talking, hollering, Jesus ain't about Jesus. They are not about Jesus. Some of them got ulterior motives. And you can have everything you need. You can have everything. You can have all the spiritual power. And one of the things that many won't do, and you find they always, you know, like talking, but you can't hardly find. You won't find somebody that's going to do something right. Find a person that give themselves to the prayer and the word. If they ain't got those two things going for them, you better not. You better be watching and praying. But you find a person that'll consistently pray and consistently speak that word, confess that word. That don't mean they got everything right. That don't mean they are fully mature. But I'm telling you, a person that will spend time in the presence of God and in this word seeking God, because that's what he said. He said, I'll teach you this word. I'll tell you what's the truth. You don't have to be running to somebody and say, will you counsel me? Will you counsel me? Will you? Let this counsel you if you should. This is good news. It's 12 o'clock. Y'all may think I'm lying, but I don't care what you think. I'm just ready to preach now. Oh, how good God is. When you get a revelation of how good God is and what he has done, you get out of condemnation and you will not allow it. I am not guilty. I am not condemned. But people that go around sinning, they are deceived. That's why they do it. They're deceived. I fell in love with Jesus and we out of here. I fell in love with Jesus when I met him, and nobody had no trouble getting me to go to church. I'm talking about a little young kid. Matter of fact, when I really met him, I was an adult. But nobody had to get me up out of bed and say, Jimmy, you got to get him to go to church. Jimmy, you got to pray. Jimmy, you got to read your Bible, Jimmy. I never had that. Have I misreading? Yeah, I misreading a few times. But brother, when I found out the truth, I don't miss.